We're beginning Simin Lamed Vav, Dikduk Ksivoson, the Dikduk of writing Parshis, Uboy Gimel Seifim, Seif Aleph. Tzarech Ledakdik B'Ksivas HaOisius. When writing Tefillin, one needs to be medakdik when he writes the Oisius, Shalei Tishtane Tzura Shum Achas Mehen, so that no Tzura of any Ois should be changed, V'Loi Tidme La'acheres, nor should it look like any other letter. When writing, one should write a wholesome ksav, kemavur batur, b'shar poiskim, as is explained in the Rishonim and Achronim, v'hu yadua itzal ha-seifrim, and the seifrim know what the letters are supposed to look like. Mihu, imshina b'tzuras ha-ksav, ein a posel. But if the form of the letters is changed, that will not necessarily be a psul. Says the Mishneh Berurah, Sif Katan Aleph, B'Ksivas, V'hu adinim nishtana ha'ois mitzurasa, acher ha'ksiva al yedei nekev, o'ikera, o'itishtush, the puzzle, doesn't make a difference how or when the letter is mishana from its tzura, whether it's by way of a hole or a tear or a stain. If the ois is nishtana mitzurasa, it's going to be a psul, uktel elbasim in lamed beis, as we explained earlier. Sif Katan Beis, tzuras, afilu imshina yatzura, what if only part of the letter changed its tzura? Kagoin, for instance, shechaser harosh shel ha'alef, the head of the aleph is missing. Oikoitz hayud, so over there most of the letter is the way it's meant to be, and only part of it is written improperly. Oishenogu yudei ha'alef, begag ha'alef ukadoima. In any of these cases, afilu im yikreyu, hatinik yikreyu la'ois, even if the tinik reads the letter appropriately, loy mahani, it's not going to help. In other words, I need the entire letter to be written properly. If any part of the letter is written inappropriately, that will passel the letter. Says the Mishneh Berurah of Katan Gimel, it shouldn't look like an ois acheres. Re'isi v'seifim aisi rekeach, shehevi ledina v'shein tshuvas maralnach, simen aleph, shekosav da'afilu imrak miktas ha'ois nidma la'ois acher, puzzle. If part of a letter looks like a different ois, that will be a psul. As I zok the meitzer yekech b'shem der anach, umidivrei hagro le'el b'simin lamed beis if yudches le'mash mekein from the gain, it doesn't appear that way. V'chein kosav aprichodosh like the Vilna Gain, that if part of a letter looks different, that will not be a psul. The difference between this sifkotin and the previous one is that the previous one is talking about when there's a blatant psul in the letter. It's missing part of the letter that's meant to be there. So it's missing a kutza shel yod, or it's missing the gag of the aleph, that would be a psul. Over here it's talking where there's just a shinui in part of the ois. In other words, the overall tzura looks the way it's meant to look. There's just some minor shinui in an ois, which makes part of the ois look like a different ois. So that would be a question, which would be the machlekes between the ranach and the gra. Says the Mishneh Berurah of Katan Dalid, B'ksivatama, writes a loymar, ksivatama ushleima. What does ksivatama mean? That the letter should be whole. B'tmunas ha'isiyas kfi ma'shalamdu me'a talmud ve'kabolas ha'rishayinim ve'al piyasayid ve'kamavur ve'beis yosef b'simen zeh. It shouldn't be written only half properly. The letter should be whole. The entire letter should be wholesome and written the way it's meant to be written. Sifkotin hei imshina, hainu shalikosav tmunas ha'isiyas hamuskarim b'sfarim. Over here, the Mechaber said that if there's a shinui, the Ramah rather said that if there's a shinui, it's not going to passel. So what kind of shinui is not going to passel? So that's talking where you don't make the tmuna exactly the way the poiskim say to make it. Avol tmuna sa ois miu tzarech, but you have the general tzura of the ois. Kimoi shekosav ha-mechaber shalei tishtane. V'kol shekein shalei yishaneu la'ois acher. What would be a case where you're meshaneh to an ois acher that would be a psul? K'goin midalad l'reish. If a dalad looks like a reish, I mean beiz l'chof, ukadoyma, a beiz looks like a chof. So that avada would be a psul. V'akavonik ma'shekosav anayit b'yehuda simen pei. The overall meaning of what the Ramah is telling us here is like what the Nayit b'yehuda says. The davar she'en le'shayrish b'gemara. Something that doesn't have a clear tradition in the Gemara how the letter is meant to be written. Ein lifsal ha'ois avur zeh. So if there's a shinoi there, that will not be a psul. U'kadei she'yeda ha'kore eich lichtev l'chatchila. Because I want people to know how to write l'chatchila, v'gam eze prat yesh le'shoyrish, v'hu me'ikr tmunis ha'isiyah sh'iliyah zeh li'ikuvah afilu b'di'evid. Since the Mishneh Berurah is saying, right, that we need to know, in order to know what's going to be a psul, what's not going to be a psul, what has a shoyrish in the Gemara, what doesn't have sherish in the Gemara, what's ma'akiv, what's not ma'akiv. Lachain is chazakti be'ezes Hashem yisparach v'asisi al zeh kunshus miyuchad b'soif simen zeh. For this reason, says the Chavetz Chaim, I was mechazik myself, and I wrote an entire kuntris at the end of this simen, ve'ataktiv me'abes Yosef u'primogodim v'shari achreinim, and I got it from the Paiskim, t'munas kol ha'isiyas l'maisa, what the letters are meant to look like, v'karosiv b'shem Mishnah Seifrim, and I called it Mishnah Seifrim, v'kalalti b'gam kitzer klolei dinei ha'kofas gvil v'chak toiches v'shalik esidron, I included in it a kitzer of the rules of Hakafas Gvil, Chak Teichis, and Shalik Asidron, Mibal Primogodim, Vishari Achrainim. Says the Mechaber, Seif Beis, Kol Ois Tzricha Liyas Goylam Echad, every letter needs to be whole. Lakach Tzarech Liyas Banakuda Sha'al Ha'alef, Shehikimin Yud, Ubanakuda Sha'tachteha, Ubayudei Hashin, Va'ayin, Va'achari Tzadi, Shehunegis Ba'ois. For this reason, since the letter needs to be whole, meaning one unit, therefore, everything needs to be touching. It all needs to be attached. And if you have a letter that's split into two, psulin, it's going to be possible. The same would apply to other isias. This is not just by the aleph, the shin, the ayin, and the tzadi, but this applies to all letters, that the letter has to be a single unit. Chutz mehei v'kuf, those are the only exceptions. She'ein liga haregel begag v'imnoga posel. Over there, it needs to be two units. And not only that, if the two units touch, so that now it's only one unit, over there it would be a psul. So it's the opposite of the other letters in the Aleph Beis. All the letters of the Aleph Beis need to be a single unit, as opposed to the hey and the kuf, which need to be two units. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Vav, Hashin v'ha'ayin, b'kol ha'roshim, all the heads of the letters need to be attached to the body of the letter. Uba'achas perish afilu biyud echad min hashin, even if one of the three heads of the shin is not touching, that's going to be a psul. V'hu adinim yesh hefsik b'emtza ha'is. The same would apply to any letter like a chaf that has a hefsik in the middle of an ois. That would also be a psul. She'ena negas, if it's not touching, afilu im ha'perid hudak, even if the split in the letter is a thin split, she'en predasi nikol hedya, which is not immediately visible. V'lay mahani kan kriyas hatinik, and as we discussed, in Simen Lamed Beis, even if a tinnik reads the letter properly, while that might help to be allow you to fix it, but it's still going to be posel. Kevan sheyadua hu ha'ois ve'ein litois ba'acher, since the tinnik will recognize it, since the ois is recognizable, it doesn't look like any other letter. The dafka im greyusei machmashi esofik ledamoisei lois acher, ozmael kriyas atinik. The only time a tinnik can help you is not when a letter is split. When a letter is split, that's clearly a psul. When would a tinnik help you? If a mesupik, is this a yud or a vav? A mesupik, is this a beis or a chaf? So in such an instance, the tinnik can tell me which one it is. U'kedel'el b'simin lamed beis sifte zayin. V'kolze b'loy tikkun. But as we discussed, this is that a split letter is a psul and a tinnik can't save it. That's all so long as the letter hasn't been fixed. Avol yedei tikkun mahani, but it can be fixed. To be made kosher, the loyla heavy shalik esidron, and that will not be a problem of shalik esidron. In matinik kare loy, so long as the tinik recognizes the letter, who could leil b'simin lamed beis sifchas chafhei. V'ayin sham mashak asavnu b'shem agoyin Rabbi Kiva Eger, where we brought that Rabbi Kiva Eger argues on the Prima Godim, and he says that if the letter is a letter that's not split into two letters, in other words, a tzaddik, if it's split into two letters, so if there's a split that splits it into two letters, like a yud and a nun, that would be a psul and it cannot be fixed. But Rabbi Kiva Eger says, if we're talking about an aleph, so there, even if the split is recognizable, one can still fix the letter. And the Mishneh Berurah, the Bir Halacha over there, paskins like Rabbi Kiva Eger. And even by a tzadi, which is split into two letters, if the split is einai nikel hedya, Rabbi Kiva Eger also says that it can be fixed, not like the Prima Godim. And the Bir Halacha over there said that you can be Saimach on Rabbi Kiva Eger if it's a Shasat Chak, meaning that it'll be kosher b'dievid. Ul'inyin yud sha'achari ha'tzadi, imnirak yud v'nun, same would apply as we just discussed in those cases. U'bekol zen, regarding all these cases, ein chiluk b'inim nasa b'esa ksiva il'achar ksiva, doesn't make a difference when the split happened, u'kidl'el b'simin lamed beis, where the Mishneh Berurah brought that there are shittas that hold that it does make a nafkamina when it happened, but he paskins that it doesn't make a difference when the split in the letter took place. Seif cotton test, behind Bishar Oisius, Kagan Hanakudish, Lamata Shabigimel, Oyhanakudish Shabipay, Oyharegel Shabitai Chatov, Imlainogabo Ois, in all these cases, if there's a split in the letter, it's going to be possible, or Sheyesh Hefsik Beemsa Ois, in all these cases, a split will always passel the letter because it needs to be a single unit. Sifkat Yud Shain Liga Ulchatchila Yia Hefsik Bekadesha Adam Beinani Yakirenu Hetiv Me'al Sefer Torah. A hay and a kuf, the distance between the regel and the gag should be enough that a person who's laning should be able to see the hefsik. Shal yidei sha al gabe bima kishu kare boy gam lo yar chikoy yoiser me oive hagag. So there's two rules with the hay and the kuf. Number one, somebody who's laning should be able to see the hefsik between the gag and the regel immediately, the left regel obviously. And number two, it shouldn't be too far away either. In other words, the oivi of the gag itself is a certain amount, and the leg should not be more than that distance from the gag. Yud sifkat yud alef bagag v'hu adin hakuf b'yirechay shebitzidoy. The same way the kuf should not touch the gag of the kuf, it also shouldn't touch the right side of the kuf. Even if it touched the gag or the right side of the kuf, achar ksiva would also be a problem. Even if it's a very thin negia, and look over there in the Bir Alocha where he discussed whether it could be fixed or not, because if one has already written further, you don't have to go to the Bir Alocha. Even in the Mishneh Berurah over there, he says that if you have written further, then it would be a problem of Shalei Kesidron to fix this problem of the hay and the kuf that are touching either the right side or the gag. Rather, it's only if you have not yet written further that it can be fixed in a way that it won't be Chak Teiches, and then you can write further after that.